Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria and Polokwane 30, Rustenburg 32 degrees.
Rustige dag op die paaie, and long may it stay like that. We got new roadworks in effect. Buccleuch entering northbound, restrictions at the Buccleuch interchange, and four ways N1 northbound, restrictions towards Winnie Mandela Drive.
The National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Batoy, says the wheels of justice is turning a bit slow. Batoy and the Executive Committee of the National Prosecuting Authority held media briefing in Pretoria today. She says while the NPA has had challenges in prosecuting corruption-related cases, there will be prosecutions at last.
And those that have been dabbling or those that are involved in corrupt activities know, even though there may not be a knock on the door yet, that it will come. And that in itself, perhaps, is mental incarceration.
Batoy says the NPA won't hesitate to act against the so-called big fish.
We are prosecuting former ministers, Secretary General of the ruling party, the former president of our country, and also some of the most powerful CEOs and CFOs.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says over 14 million jobs were created in the public sector thanks to the expanded Public Works program. This year marks 20 years since the launch of the program, which is aimed at providing income relief through temporary work for unemployed South Africans. Ramaphosa launched a new phase of the program in the Eastern Cape today. Its goal is to create an additional 5 million jobs over the next 5 years.
We have said that EPWP is changing lives and transforming communities. We have seen EPWP beneficiaries who are part of the provincial roads program hard at work repairing our road infrastructure to make it safe for commuters.
Johannesburg Mayor Kabelo Kumwanda says he's been made aware of an attempt by the sheriff of the court to effect an arrest on city manager Floyd Brink. This is in relation to a matter that involves a resident of the city and a disputed utilities account. For more, go to jacarandfm.com and click on news. The Limpopo Education Department says it plans to permanently appoint over 2,500 teachers over the next year. There are currently 31,000 vacant teacher posts countrywide. About 5,000 of those posts are in Limpopo. Here's the provincial education spokesperson, Mo Sebanekgafe.
The department will advertise 2,550 school management team posts to permanently fill this vacant positions, which are currently occupied by temporary educators. The MEC assures the province that the department cares for and provides the necessary resources to all schools.
And several people were injured when military horses went on the run through central London this morning. The British Army says the animals became loose during a routine exercise in the capital. All the animals were later recovered and returned to their camp. I'm Chanel September, more news at 4.
Those horses, by the way, two of them were caught about 8 kilometres away from where they'd unsnub. Wowee. And you must see the photos. It is really freaky. The one that crashed into a double-decker bus, smashed the window, and you know it's doing damage to the horses as well. Apparently, they were spooked by a garbage truck. A la world. Thank you, Chanel September. Right. Just gone 3 o'clock. Let's do the hits.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado,
ooh, there's a tornado
in my city,
in my city.
In the basement,
the basement.
That